The guy, Victor M. Sweeney, answered some great questions.
Who is that?
He is a mortician and funeral director in Minnesota. So there are things when you die, you want answers to that nobody has ever asked. Like your piercings, where do they go?
Ooh.
Does the poo come out or do you get buried with the poo inside you?
Right, your last meal.
Question for morticians. When someone dies, do you remove their poo or are we all buried with an unpooed poo?
See, what do you think?
Very good question. I don't know. Maybe they remove it.
You think they take the poo out? And
I do.
So you don't smell bad when you're at the funeral?
Pooed
yeah, I think
poo.
They flush you out.
That is such a good question. More often than not, your poo is up to you. Sometimes you hear the myth that everybody poos themselves before mm-hmm. they die. That's not always the case. Sometimes it is. For my purposes, when I get someone back to the funeral home and I'm preparing mm-hmm. them, if they have pooed, then I'll clean them up. If it's the case that they start pooing when pressure starts to build up in the abdomen, then I stop what I'm doing. I clean them up. Typically, what I'll do is I'll actually flush out the bowels with the hose.
See,
last thing
I
you want to have happen is someone to start pooing and then to continue doing it when you can't control it.
No.
Jaded never won. If a person wearing contacts dies, does the mortician take them out? Shower thoughts. Yes. Historically, I have always removed contact lenses because one of the things that we need to do, of course, is what we call set the features. Setting the features would mean that we close the mouth, and we also need to close their eyes. So we actually have a device that helps us do this. These are called eye caps. They're essentially spiky contact lenses that fit over the eyes and will actually grip the eyelid when we pull it down over those little burrs there. I typically remove contact lenses because those just get in the way of me doing what I need to do to set their features and provide a decent appearance for the family.
Wow.
Did you have any idea they put that in your eyes?
No, I didn't know about that. This is why I'm getting cremated.
Question from Lainey. Will my cat eat me when I die?
Yes.
Possibly?
Yes.
Hopefully?
Yes. 100%. Your cat will eat you.
There's a lot of research on this that your cat will eat you immediately. Your dog will wait a week.
I think the short answer to that is yes. I've heard of that happening from colleagues of mine. And as we all know, cats being inferior to dogs, they will do anything. They are opportunists.
Mm-hmm.
The question from Vamp Florence. How do morticians not want to chug the embalming fluid? These look like they taste like Fruit Loops.
That's a dumb question.
Well, I really love the picture you have. And I noticed you forgot the blue flavor. Embalming fluid is really colorful. But I can assure you, it is not tasty. It smells.
How would you know?
As far as the coloring goes, it is strange, isn't it? One of the reasons that a lot of these fluids are maybe red or other colors is so that the embalmer knows what they are without having to maybe read the label. But you'll also notice that a couple of them are red. When we push the blood out of the body in mm-hmm. arterial embalming, we're pushing out a red fluid. So ideally, we want to put a red fluid back in. So we gain access to an artery. Typically, we'll make an incision, maybe in the neck or in the thigh. And then we'll also gain access to a vein. We open the artery.
He's got
tools. We're
going to
have an embalming machine, which acts as a pump. And we're going to use this arterial tube, something like
this. I don't
want
this happening to me. I'm not going through any of this. This sounds barbaric.
Artery. And then it's going to pump fluid through. Now, your vein, we are going to open.
So you don't want none of this. You don't want people seeing you in the casket.
No, I don't want any of this happening to me. Listen, I have celiacs. I have a million things wrong with my stomach. I could just see this going completely haywire, first of all. Like, I could see him pumping stuff in and be like, oh, we forgot to check. Is she gluten-free? I just stick me in whatever you do to set somebody on fire. Just get my ashes and then just go sprinkle me somewhere.
So nothing in your eye, nothing.
No, nothing in my eye.
He's not cleaning your poo.
With either a large forceps
or
this device called a drain tube.
Burn it.
So this goes down.
Burn my
the
poo.
Vein. Here's a question from Coco. Now I'm going on Google looking up the weirdest stuff. What do dead bodies smell like?
Yeah.
Dead bodies smell awful. rotting anything smells awful. We are hardwired to think that
well, some alive bodies smell awful.
Human
That's a good point too.
Bad.
Think about how I smell in real life. Imagine me dead.
You never forget.
I smell bad now.
I went out to a nice restaurant to have some aged steak and I couldn't do it. I love this username. This is a question from Future Corpse. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
That should be. I want that to be the name of my next band.
What do morticians do with our organs after an embalming? What happens when they aren't donated?
Right.
When we do embalming, all your organs just stay inside your body. We can prepare them all internally. After we finish the arterial embalming, we have what's called the cavity embalming. Optimally, with the cavity embalming, you're trying to
See, do you think he's central casting now?
I kind of do.
Do you really? He's weird as hell to me.
Nah, I know. He's definitely weird, but he's like handsome and well-dressed and clean. This is not what I picture a mortician to look like.
No,
that's probably why he does these videos.
He's a little strange.
The intestines, the stomach, and then you're also going to try to shoot for the kidneys, too. We actually use what's called a trocar, and I have one here. I think it's just a way to collect money on the tail end of a service, but just like a furniture store, which would maybe mark up their kitchen tables four times what they actually cost. I would guess that most caskets are marked up probably 1.5 to 2 times what the wholesale cost is. This is a question from
I thought it'd
Tiny
be more
Rain.
Man.
Do morticians put a bra on you? If so, I would like my rotting corpse to not wear a bra and would like my ghost to be wandering braless with poking nips. Well,
see, and that would be your hell that we put a bra on you.
I know.
And then bury you. And then
good luck finding one that fits me.
Tiny Rain, I don't know if there's much I can do about poking nips, but we do put bras on if the family requests. And the reality is I've probably put on more bras than I have taken off in my life. Can I answer your question? What foundation do funeral directors use to make dead people look alive?
Yeah, do you get regular makeup or do you get special makeup?
I know, does Fenty have a line for this?
Question.
She's got a line
for
everything.
All the makeup we use is actually formulated for dead people. So it's made to go on cold skin as opposed to warm skin like regular makeup.
Okay. We got to talk to Rihanna about this because her Fenty line said they cover everybody.
People with makeup, but just do kind of light layers so that way their actual skin tone does shine through a little bit. If you've ever gone to a funeral and maybe you've seen someone in the casket who is caked with makeup, they don't really look like themselves. So one of our goals is to tone that down a little bit so they do. Question from Lala. Approximately how much does a mortician make?
What do you think?
Oh, this is the kind of job that, I mean, you've got to make a lot of money to do it. There's no way that somebody does this for the love of it. Like, there better be a lot of money involved. Like, I'm hoping he says somewhere over $80,000, maybe $120,000, somewhere between there. I'm gonna say between 80 and 120.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about all the people that I know that do this. Some of them do it out of their own house, kind of like 6 feet under.
Right. Well, it's not their house. They have a funeral home.
That they live in.
That's different. It's not like my apartment. We're like bringing a dead body in and I don't know, I'll make some room on the floor.
The minimum?
Next to the dog bed.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to be over 100,000.
I'm saying 80
really
to 120.
Couldn't say what the minimum and maximum are. The average I've read in the country is about $65,000 a year.
That's it?
And talking to my other friends and colleagues, that seems to be about the average for my area as well.
Whoa.
Wow. What?
That's too, no, I'd rather work at Starbucks.
But you're dealing with much better people, he is, than dealing with people at Starbucks.
It's a good point. Like at Starbucks, you got to deal with someone being like, I said almond milk. This
you
tastes
never get
like
that.
Oat milk. Right. Whereas when the person's dead, you know, you put whatever color lipstick on them you want.
Right.
You can't complain.
Dana, can you get half your body cremated and the other half buried? Do morticians do that? Asking for a friend.
Which half do you want burnt and which half do you not want burnt?
I have never
done that. I want my front half to be in the casket and my back half burnt.
Oh, so you want the ass burnt.
Oh, yeah. Burn my ass.
I've never had anybody ask. I guess I could see it happening if you really wanted to. You would have to have a disposition permit that would have cremation and burial. And I guess we'd probably have to sign a waiver to cut someone in half. But maybe the bigger question would be, what half are you going to cremate and what half
right.
bury?
Right.
This is a question from That Doodle Bunny. how do morticians handle their jobs without becoming emotional wrecks? That is a good question.
Yeah, all the money.
Morticians I know are
not that much money.
Normal people. There are times where it's emotional. So you do feel it, and there are maybe days you come home where you just feel done and you don't want to work, or maybe
it must be tough when there's like a kid like 6 feet under. Whenever like a kid died, you could see they couldn't handle it.
But I think the fact that you can actually help people
hot girls. They didn't want hot girls dead.
On this side of things, there are things that you can do that maybe nobody else can do. You can provide a chance for a mother to see her son one more time. It's those kind of things that keep you going in those hard times. Mm. This question is from Not Waving. How do you dress the deceased? I have theories. Well, I would love to hear what your theories are, but really it's fairly simple. You're just going to work their arms through, just like you dress a baby, maybe. Oftentimes, if we have someone maybe very large.
But it's very dead weight, though. That's the problem.
That we can't move very well. Or maybe someone who has outgrown their clothes, or maybe their clothes are too big, will oftentimes make cuts down the back.
Put me in this dress that I wore in high school.
And simply drape it over the...
This is what you wanted to be buried in. It's a size one. Make her fit in it.
And tuck it under the back. Maybe
that might be the reason why you want to burn half.
Sew it in a couple places. So that way it sits right on the person and doesn't look like an overlarge tent, or squeeze them into their clothes like a sausage. Mm. This is a question from Trap.
I do that on myself. I squeeze myself into my clothes like a sausage. Yeah. I don't need that in death. I do it in life.
It took me a half an hour to get my jeans on this morning. Good luck getting my jeans
vertically
on.
Instead of horizontally. They are already dead, so why does it matter?
Right.
You could save
good
so
point.
Much space.
It's a good point, right.
That is a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with practicality. So if you were to bury someone vertically, you'd have to dig a pretty deep hole. It would have to be pretty narrow. You can imagine how tough it would be for, let's say, six people to carry a casket to the graveside and then turn it up on its end and drop grandma down the hole. You might need a seatbelt of some kind. Question from Crowbar Jones.
Right.
What does a mortician do if there are artificial nails on a corpse? Keep them? Take them off?
Why would you keep them?
You would keep them?
I like how they all write asking for a friend. Of course they keep them.
I hope you don't mean keep them by keeping a collection. But if you mean keeping them on, more often than not, I will. Typically, the artificial nails look nice, clean. And of course, your nails underneath are pretty rough. If they have them on, I usually keep them. Other things that people might be concerned about removing, piercings, they almost always stay. If it's an ear piercing and they have their earrings in, maybe we'll take the earrings out, clean them up a little bit. Other body piercings, I always leave them in. This is a question from Melody Jackson. Do morticians take makeup classes when getting their
Prince Albert
certifications? Yes, we do. I have a 4-year degree. And at my college, we took courses on what they call restorative art. So this would include things like makeup.
So you can make the Mona Lisa look better.
And coloring. But it would also include things like putting people back together after accidents.
Ooh.
Sculpting.
Whoa, that's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine what they look like when they show up? And you got to be cool about it.
And they say, we want an open casket for them. But how are we going to do that?
Boy.
You got to say no to some people.
Yeah. What about that? Give haircuts.
Also give haircuts. Anyone know one that can do a nice fade? Yeah, lip boy. I do give haircuts every so often, usually only to men, and usually only if it's something minor. If someone does need to get their hair done, we'll actually usually call a hairdresser in.
I don't want this guy cutting my hair, alive or dead. Don't touch my hair. I have a guy for that.
But he's saying they call the people to come do the hair. Who's going to do that? Is James going to come dye your hair when you're dead?
Yes.
You want him to come in and put foil in your head?
Yes. Well, no, I'm going to get cremated, so he doesn't need to do it. My hair's probably going to explode. Between that and Botox, I'm going to probably explode inside the thing to warn them. A lot of her is not real. So be careful when you set her on fire.
It's going to melt like a candle.
Exactly. Get like a spatula.
But if you weren't going to get cremated, you want James to come do your hair?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. He's not my best friend for nothing.
It's fairly simple because really you're only working with the front and the sides of the head.
Oh, no, you're doing the back too, honey.
Veronica, say a body gets exhumed after 2 years. What should be the state of the body to be expected to be? That's one of the interesting things about my job is that I never actually know what happens after burial.
That's not your job. You're not a forensic.
You actually have to have a court order to open the vault and open the casket. I've heard of cases where they've opened the casket and the body looks more or less unchanged. And this was maybe 50 years after the fact. This is a question from Jonathan Cowell.
Yeah, I've heard Monty that before.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing. Okay, so my family knows that the rule is this. If I was murdered and you don't know who the murderer was, if I was killed and there's an investigation going on, I have to be buried, because in case you need to exhume my body once they've perfected DNA or whatever the next thing is, if they still need to solve my murder, you have to bury me so I'm available to the cold case people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm murdered, which I probably will be, and you know who it is, my boyfriend, then please cremate me and put me with my dog's ashes.
It's either going to be your boyfriend, the random person on the street, me, or your mom.
On the Bright Side of Life is the nation's number one funeral song. What's the oddest funeral music?
And the last thing out of her mouth is, I brought you in, I'll take you out.
You've
of course. She can't
I
wait to say that.
I've heard too many strange funeral songs myself, but I do have this dream. I have a friend, and I told him if he passes away before I do, I'd really like to sing On Eagle's Wings, but like the Swedish chef from The Muppets. It would sound like this.
Okay. You can't tell me this guy's a real mortician.
That's it. That's all you're
there's no, after that, there's no way. I'm not falling for this.
No, after that
nice
laugh.
Try.
After that laugh, he is.
Yeah, no, but after the singing, the Muppet song. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. I'm not buying this.
That's interesting, though. We learned something.
We did. We never learned anything. Today we did. And hopefully we've taught you guys something.